Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
Hey, my friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to The Brendan Show. This is a podcast about helping you reach high performance in your life, in every area of your life. It's about staying more motivated, more confident, more disciplined, and on purpose. You know, the high performance experience is really about feeling more vibrant, more connected, more excellent, more fulfilled in your life. But it's also challenging you, because you and I both know it's difficult to reach those levels of high performance without support, without ongoing commitment and dedication to your own personal development. So welcome to our HPX community. Thank you for joining us here on The Brendan Show. I'm super pumped for today's episode. Before we begin, I want to let you know that we have specials right now on our HPX nutrition line. If you didn't know it, I rolled out three specific products to help you with your performance. These are three specific supplements that will really give you the edge. Now, don't worry, I'm not starting an MLM or a downline. I'm not asking you to promote any of my products. And frankly, just like you, there's a lot of different companies and a lot of different products that I love and I enjoy, and I'm not trying to compete with. It was specifically, I could not find three world-class supplements that specifically helped me in these areas. So we've got HPX Optimize, which is a mental focus and energy product for your brain health. Then we've got Essentials, which is a functional multivitamin, which we've basically enhanced for longevity, for joint health, and for vitality and digestion. But what we did, instead of like making a multivitamin where they sprinkled a million different things in there that actually have no effect, you know, we put in dosages here that you'll be amazed by. And then finally, we've got HPX Organic Boost, which is the energy drink mix that I take because it's 100% organic. It's actually delicious too, I have to tell you that. So go check it out, HPXWellness.com. Everything you need to know is right there. And if you've ever wanted to know how to reach the high performance experience in terms of your biology and physiology, these products can really support you. Go to HPXWellness.com. And without further ado, on to today's episode.
Why do you do what you do? Why do you think what you think? What are you really after? What do you really desire? What gets in your way? How do you take more command of your life? How do you get around a community or a group of people who support you more and build that network that you need to grow your business or grow your life? How do you get into that pocket where you feel like, you know what? I'm high performing each day. I'm finding my rhythm each day. I'm in flow each day. Nothing's knocking me off each day. I know there's stresses. I know there's challenges. I know there's difficulties, but I can honor the struggle, and no matter what comes up, what's the life you are going to choose? And who are you going to choose to be in it? Think about how simplistic that is, but how life-altering it becomes when it becomes conscious choice. What kind of life are you going to live? What's it really going to look like and feel like and be like? And who are you going to be in it? That was the conversation we were having when we were talking about Cage, Comfortable, and Charged. Because ultimately, maybe some parts of your life is here or here or here, but ultimately we can move it along and stay over here for longer periods of time when we understand how to generate our energy, our enthusiasm, and to stay fully engaged in what we are doing. You know what? There's also not a lot of time sometimes. You better choose what's important to you because life is short. Life is very short, and each of us has to know, what are the questions we're going to use at the end of our life to evaluate our life? Like for me, my questions were, I know at the end of my life, if I face it again, I'm going to ask, did I live fully? Did I love openly? Did I make a difference? That live, love, matter framework, that guides me. Last night when I went to bed, I asked that same three questions. I've asked those questions for, 23 plus years? Every night. I go to bed and I say, did I live? Did I love? Did I matter? And I really think through that. And it's not like every night I'm like, yes, I'm so wonderful. But it's a gauge. It's a measurement. It's a touch point. It's an intention. If you haven't written down somewhere what questions you're going to ask at the end of your life to evaluate whether or not you lived a good life, don't pretend that you are living a purposeful life yet. Because it would require you to think about the end. And so many people don't want to face that, but that's what I call it mortality motivation. It's like, I know at the end, I'm going to lay there and I'm going to think about these questions. If I have those moments of cognition before I leave this planet, I'm going to ask myself questions. You might ask different questions. Mine's about living fully and loving openly and making a difference. Yours might be something very specific. It might be, was I a great mom? Did I give my best? Was I honest? Did I enjoy it? Was I grateful? You might have completely different sets of questions, right? What I'd love you to do is thinking about those throughout this event. Like I had to get hit in the head with a car door to finally think about that as a young man. But you have the ability, you got a journal right in front of you. So the idea is you pick your life, the kind of life you want to live, and you guide yourself with some types of intention, and then things start to catch fire when you capture those things.
You got to restructure the habits of your mind, the habits of your day, the habits of your relationships, the habits of your daily reality. And all of that requires us to experience life in a different way, more consciously, more by choice, and to give in to life. What's your life like? How are you going to evaluate the life at the end? What do you really want right now to change and to build and to create your life? As you change and restructure those habits of your mind, you also are going to have to deal with these simple things that we all face, which is like things of like daily motivation. What sparks motivation? Ambition. What does?
Ambition.
Ambition. You've got to give yourself permission to dream again and have an ambition unapologetically, and it is your own, it's your thing, because you own your dream. Say, I own my dream.
I own my dream.
You gotta own that dream again. Not based on what your past was, as we talked about, not based on what your current competencies are, but on a confidence that you believe in your ability to figure things out. And once you give yourself that permission, and you keep those ambitions close, you look at them, 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 it sparks that motivation again. But remember, you also have expectancy, because if you don't believe it, you can't achieve it. And so we've got to spark that ambition and that expectancy, that belief in self. That's what sparks the motivation. Well, how do you sustain that motivation? Attention and effort. Where are you giving your attention? And the reminder that you need to focus on something longer if you want longer-term motivation. That the mind can be tricked by swiping through so many distractions that you're training yourself to be limited in your attention. And as you train yourself every day to be limited in your attention, that is why you are losing motivation. You're training your mind to be limited in attention the more you swipe. And that's what we got to teach kids. They're not picking up on this. Every swipe is a training, right? It's just like a pellet of food to a little hamster on a wheel. Well, I guess a pellet of food to a rodent being trained for something. It's hard to get the pellet in the hamster's mouth as it's running. Clinical researchers really appreciate these jokes or not. But it's so important to realize you got to be cautious of where your time and your attention, your mental energy, because if you have mental energy towards the things that matter each day, the more you focus on a continual basis on the things that matter, the more the motivation wells up and it is sustained. It does not run out as often as other people. People say, yeah, motivation is fleeting, but everything is fleeting. The matter is, do you capture it and hold it and build it up? Love is fleeting unless you capture it and hold it and build it up. Right? Love can feel great on a Friday night date night, and then Monday afternoon you can be a real bastard. Unless you teach yourself to hold on to and feel and express that love. It's a conditioning. How do you amplify that? Like, what are the things that really amplify motivation? Making sure we're paying attention to our attitude. What is our attitude as we endure difficulty? You know what? I think a lot of people feel that positivity and optimism are indulgences. It's like, oh yeah, that'd be sure nice to feel that. And I'm like, no. Optimism and positivity are not an indulgence that you are pleasure-seeking or hedonistic. Optimism and positivity are requirements for long-term happiness and high performance. Y'all follow? It's not a like, oh, she's so lucky to have it. It's like, oh no, she's doing a great job choosing that and conditioning that over and over and over and over again, even when it's hard. Oh, he's so lucky. No, he's doing a great job of choosing that and conditioning that over and over and over and over and over again. So when it gets really hard, when the stuff really hits the fan, she's ready, he's ready, because they've been training themselves. That's what's so key. Attention. And on this piece of Amplify, that idea of like your attitude. I mean, I'd really love for you to look at the different parts of like what's your attitude been towards your health recently? What's your attitude been towards your spouse, your partner, your lover recently? Is your attitude, what are they giving you? And it's never enough, and they're not good enough, and they're awful, and I hate this, and I hate this, and I hate this. Because listen, beware of what you ever say the word hate on. Oh, I hate my job. Oh, I hate this. Even parts of your job. You own your own business. Oh, I hate this marketing stuff. Any time that you say the word hate, listen, anything where hate is applied, death quickly happens. It's like a poison. How many know what I'm talking about? So if you, let me see, if you have a big dream and ambition and you're working towards it every day, but there's a little part of it, like people tell me, I hear all the, I hate email. I'm like, you hate email. I hate email. God, I hate email. I'm like, how often do you do it? They're like, every day. Oh, I love people who say, I hate my commute, Brendan. I'm like, you hate your commute. How often do you do it? Every day. I'm like, listen, if you have to do something every day, and you still, after a series of weeks doing that thing, you still hate it, that is called a complete lack of conscious design. That is called a complete lack of maturity and consciousness. That is called you are living a reactive, avoidant, passive, go through the motions life, and somebody needs to call your ass out on that because you'd better figure out how to deal with that in a better way. Got a deal. You'd better figure out how to improve, enjoy, or change that commute. Improve, enjoy, or change how you engage with email. But there's no like, I just hate it, and you sustain that. That's the worst attitude to have. I hate this part of it. Because as we'll talk about today, there's a different way. Like, I think the most important thing that we can ever do is learn how to have a good attitude through the hardships. Learn how to have a good attitude through that real difficult stuff. Because if we can do it then, because I'm telling you, if you don't have a good attitude at this level in which you are striving right now, good luck at the next one. People always say, oh, it's just like people say, I'll save money when I'm rich. If you're not saving money on the way to rich, A, you ain't gonna get rich, and B, when you get it, you'll spend it just like you used to. That's why lottery winners piss away all their money so fast. They haven't been training themselves. And the same thing happens. They're like, oh, you know what? I'll be less stressed and more buoyant and happy when I make it. No, you won't. People will say, oh, Brendan, you can't say that because people, you know, if you give them more money and they get out of a certain level and then, no, it's like everything we know from behavioral tracking says that is not true. When you say, I'm going to be like this then, if you aren't actively striving to be like that now, guess what you're doing? You are training and conditioning how you are now. And if you don't start training and conditioning how you need to be in the future, you will show up in the future ill-equipped to deal with the challenges of the future. How many follow I'm talking about? Like, you got to remind, like, everything you've been doing the last 6 months, you've been training for something. Question is, what have you been training for?
Hey, it's Brendan. I'm bopping in here real fast for you to urge you to go to hpxwellness.com and check out our products to help you get more of that mental focus and energy you need to stay at your best, to deliver with excellence, to feel like vibrant again. Because I know we all struggle with mental fatigue and mental focus. We all sometimes get tired and sometimes we're worried about our overall health. And so I created three specific products to help you with that. Go to hpxwellness.com, check out our nutrition line, and let's get you to high performance, baby. hpxwellness.com.
The four major things that people psychologically fear at a conscious level are usually regret, are usually ruin, are usually rejection. But in truth, fearful of responsibility, fearful of that next level. That's the conscious level, right? We're scared of those things because we feel we are going to be inadequate, or we feel that we are going to be insignificant. In other words, we won't be capable and we can't handle it, or people will separate from us, reject us, and not consider us with respect or love. And we're scared of that. And that fear of I'm going to be inadequate, or I'm going to be insignificant to people who I care about or others, is usually the underlying subconscious stuff going on. You're thinking, oh, I can't take on that dream, Brendan, because I screwed up the last thing. The inadequacy cannot be your mode of mentality, because inadequacy is just not a truth. Inadequacy, if you say, well, I don't know how to do that, I'm going to stop. Imagine if I did that in my career. Imagine if 10 years ago I said, I don't know how to do a seminar, so I guess I'll never do one. You learn how to do things by doing things. If I had said, I don't know, I don't feel confident to speak, so I'm not going to do it, none of us would be in this room together. None of us. What is it, 250 million video views of my online videos, none of them with a cat or a meme. Which means really hard to get that number of volume of views. Really hard. No cats, no memes, all original posts, all original art, all original quotes, all original writing for 13 years. Imagine if I had said, well, I'm not a writer. Imagine if I said, I'm not a speaker. I'm not a businessman. I'm not a marketer. I'm not a podcaster. I'm not a leader. I'm not a coach. If I stopped where my identity was in reality at the time, was I inadequate at those times to do it? No. I was untrained and uninformed, and I lacked mentors and a good community, but I was not inadequate. There is a deep well of potential in your heart that most of you have never tapped into or touched because you were scared of the other thing unconsciously, that insignificance thing, that rejection thing. Well, if I do try, I believe in myself, but if I do try, they'll not respect me. They'll make fun of me. I won't be with the cool kids. She'll hurt me, she'll run away, he'll quit, this will happen. So even if you believed in your potential, sometimes you held off the gas. Even if you believed you were adequate to figure things out, sometimes you stopped because the other thing triggered you. You thought, ooh, I might be insignificant to the people of my life. They might reject me, get rid of me. I think it's life-changing stuff because now your brain goes, oh, funny. I know I want that dream. I know I'm capable to figure it out, but why am I holding out? If it's not an adequacy thing, it's a significance thing. It's like, oh, I won't be respected. I won't get the love that I need and I want so desperately. And so you're holding off. How many of you can recognize if you're really honest, and I will raise my hand with you on this one, but if you're really honest, how many of you can recognize in the last 6 months at some point, if you really look at it, you were going through those emotions, you were going through the emotions in some important areas of your life, okay? How many of you would raise your hand and say, you know what? In some important areas of your life, you had your foot on the brake a little bit. Yeah. My hope is we've done a little bit of work to figure out what that was about, like psychologically, because you can just, like, the reason I'm trying to teach you in these frameworks, you can just go right down it. Okay, I feel like I've been holding like back in my career. Huh, let's just rock down this thing. We've got some checklists here. Was I really motivated? Was I clear about my ambition? Huh. Did I believe it could happen? Okay, that's the spark. Was I giving it real focus and attention and effort? That's sustaining the motivation. Did I keep a good attitude, surround myself with a good environment? Great, now we've checked into motivation. And if we feel like, we're still not pedal to the metal, what's happening here? Now let's jump into our fear. Let's go, Was I scared of ruin? What was the story I was telling myself about ruin? Was I scared if I did it, I'd be regretful? Was I scared I'd be rejected? Was I scared I couldn't handle that responsibility? And now you're just like, you're just going down, going, what's going on here? What's the self-talk happening? Because I'm giving you the categories of thought. Raise your hand if you hear me. Like, that's my job, is I'm trying to train you on the categories here, and now you use all these little categories and words and frameworks I'm giving you. These are your checklists. Next time you're like, what's going on up here? I can't quite figure it out. I'm gonna go down my notes at High Performance Academy. Oh, that was going on. And if it's too complicated, you're like, okay, where was adequacy? Where did I feel inadequate? But I'm here to tell you, everybody in this room, your heart is way more full of potential than you know. Turn to the person left or right, shake them, say, your heart is way more full of potential than you know. Shake them good.
All right, hey, it's Brandon. I hope you enjoyed that episode, and I hope it helped you reach another level of high performance in your life, whether it's just a shift in your mindset or a shift in your habits or a shift in your intention for the day. I really honor you for listening to The Brandon Show, and I'm deeply thankful. So could you do me a favor? Could you just go onto iTunes or Apple Podcasts and rate and review this episode or any of our episodes. And also while you're there, to help me, just download the last 5 episodes too onto your phone. Because, you know, Apple really cares about the downloads and the rating and reviews, and I've never really asked for that in 6 years of podcasting. And finally, my friends convinced me to ask you to do that for me. I've never asked anything of my podcast community ever, but I really, really appreciate if you could do that. Also, if you would like some more in-depth training, please don't forget that every single month I go live for 2 hours and teach new and original personal development research, new frameworks, to my entire virtual community in our HPX coaching program. And you can just go to hpxcoaching.com. That's hpxcoaching.com to learn all about the different options there. But listen, I'm live 2 hours every single month with literally thousands of high achievers from around the world who tune in to get these new frameworks for reaching high performance in their life. Sometimes we talk about relationships. Sometimes we talk about breaking bad habits. Sometimes we talk about achieving another level of confidence or discipline or goal attainment. But we are there every single month, and I'd love for you to join us. Just go to hpxcoaching.com to see all of your options and really join us. Dedicate yourself to personal mastery. Dedicate yourself to this journey, not just once in a while with an episode here or there or a book there, but literally a program that could change your life. It's called HPX Coaching, and you can go to hpxcoaching.com. Until next time, my friends, please remember every single day you can choose to be average or ordinary or just kind of go through the motions, or you can be more intentional, more disciplined, more excellence-driven in what you do because you know you need to serve those you love and those that you lead. You can choose to be extraordinary. So my friends, go out there today and be extraordinary. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the U.S., you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, oh, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're going to get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post. I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio. So can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.